Good morning, Allie. I'll go ahead and hook you up, okay?
Okay,
All right.
thank you. Good morning to everybody.
Speak now while you can. Good morning, Giovanna. Hey, Karen. Hi. Hey, Sheila. Morning, Tom.
Didn't realize I was on mute when I was telling everybody good morning. Good
Morning, Robbie. Good morning, Arlene. Good morning, Venerable Varahi and Venerable Tenzin Lamo.
Pradhana, hi.
Geshe Gelug is here.
morning. Tamala there. Please
Yes.
Say the prayer, please.
So we'll start with Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times. Heyata mune mune maha munate soha. Heyata mune mune maha munate soha. Heyata mune mune maha munaye soha. And now we'll, the next is Medicine Buddha versus praise and mantra. Say that seven times. Bhagawan with equal compassion for all, whose name when merely heard dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispeller of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha, lapis light. Heyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, raja samoha. Ada samogate soha, heyata om bekanze bekanze, maha bekanze bekanze, rada samogate soha, heyata om bekanze bekanze, maha bekanze bekanze, rada samogate soha, heyata om bekanze bekanze, maha bekanze bekanze, Aja samugate soha.
Now the four measurables. I will say this three times. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering.
May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. Now we have the two mantras. The first one, Chen Reisig, the Buddha of Great Compassion. So we'll say his verse of praise and his mantra 8 times. Not veiled by any fault, white in color, whose head a perfect Buddha crowns in light, gazing compassionately at all beings. To you, Chen Reisig, all sanguine, I prostrate.
Oh, I just got some of that before I said the mantra. With full concentrations. Okay, with full concentrations. Or maybe like paying full attentions, deep down from your heart. Towards Buddha of compassion, Buddha of compassions. There are a few different versions of, you know, Buddha of compassion. 1,000 of Chen Reisig, 4 of Chen Reisig. So there's 2 different versions of Chen Reisig. The body. If you are familiar with one of those 4 of Chen Reisig or 1,000 of Chen Reisig, if you can bring up that image, you know, space before you. If you are not familiar with those images, then just visualize His Holiness, His Holiness the Dalai Lama. Just visualize His Holiness the Dalai Lama. What we are requesting from our deep down, from our heart, in front of Chen Reisig, you know, 4 of Chen Reisig, 1,000 of Chen Reisig, or His Holiness the Dalai Lama, what we are requesting. We are requesting better world, compassion in the world. Requesting compassion in life, compassion in the family, compassion in communities, compassion in countries, compassion in the world. So that's what we are requesting. You know, that's the only reason why we are visualizing space before you, from deep down, from our heart, with the full attentions, So then, of course, you can visualize, you know, like friends, family members all around you, friends, family members, people. Those who are old, you know, like old, no longer here with us, we can also visualize them. So to visualize, you know, it doesn't matter size, you know. You can, even though it's text is visibly mentions the male people right, left, female people left. So then it doesn't matter. So just visualize, you know, your pets. Then, you know, visualize many as possible, okay, visualize them. So then when we recite the Mani Mantra, so then hollow white light emitted from JSA body. Then touch on your crown, hollow light, hollow white light from JSA body. Touch on your crown. So then, blessing or the blessing in the white color, the form of liquid like milk, white milk, flows through the hollow light. So then dissolve to your body, so that your body is filled with that white, you know, like a liquid, which symbolize blessing or letters, completely filled with your body. So then purify. All the physical problems, you know, all the health issues, all the health issues, purify. Then together with purify pride, arrogant and pride and arrogant. Okay, so that's the meaning of the word, first word Om, first syllable Om, can purify. So with full attention, just imagine the hollow white light emitted from Jesus' body and touching your crown. Then the natural white natural like milk flows through that hollow light and fill your body, and together with all the beings that you're visualizing around you, completely purify their, you know, health problems, together with pride. So that's the first one. Okay, that's the first one. We say Om, so that's the first one. There's a first syllable. When you say a first syllable, Om. Second mantra, second syllable, the color green. It's green now. So what I'm trying to say here, not trying to match the visualization with the color, but whenever you visualize, you know, so white, always the white as a light emitted from the body, then a red light emitted from the throat, then blue light emitted from the heart. Or you could do it like five color, more than like rainbow color, then one from navel chakra, one from sacral chakras. There's five different spots. You can visualize white from the crown, red from the throat, blue from the heart, yellow from the navel chakra, so the sacral chakra, that's like green. You can also like visualize that. So anyway, why are we visualizing that? And also then, why are we saying the mantra, then visualize that? That light emitted like one by one from crown, from throat, from heart, one by one, and the end then like emitted simultaneously. So then dissolve into your crown and throat, not in heart. So then simultaneously purify. all the karma that is associated with the body, speech, mind completely purify. So then you are, in the end, your body become turned into crystal clear and with full attention. So I think it's a good meditation, okay? Good meditation. So then, of course, each syllable, first one, eliminate pride. The second syllable, eliminate jealousy. Then third syllable, you know, eliminate doubt, negative doubt, no negative doubt, or contaminated doubt. Then the fourth, ignorance. Attachment, anger. So that you visualize each syllable, you know, eliminate that, okay? So with that knowledge, if you recite the Mani Mantra, so then the Mani Mantra recitation of the Mani Mantra could become very good meditations, and that makes your mind healthy. And of course there will be health benefit, because it purifies everything. That's so every negative things, negativity associated with the body, then the speech turn your speech into something positive, that turn your mind into positive. So that's what it means, healthy body, healthy mind. Okay? So then with that visualization, then we also say Mani Mantra. So then, as I mentioned, benefit. You know, you can count every hair, every single hair on the four-legged animal on this planet. You can count them one by one. But the benefit of reciting Mani Mantra, you cannot count. So that much benefit. In Tibet, each and every person knows this Mani Mantra. We don't have a special class for children to learn this Mani Mantra, but that they learn hearing again and again mantra recited by their parents every single day. So that's how they learn. Every single Tibetan people, I'm not sure of the baby, most of them know this Mani Mantra. So then the benefiting of reciting the mantra, like I mentioned, one of the Tibetan king, Sanzen Gampo, Dharma king, who very much devoted his life to Buddha Dharma, and he rules his subject based on Dharma. So this was a long time ago. So then another thing it mentioned in the textbook that's composed by that very Dharma king I just mentioned, that's like 1,000 pages long, in that text it mentioned, and so far I managed to only read 164, never got out of 1,000 pages. I've been saying the same number, 160 something, never. So I intention to read all of them, but somehow some obstacle here and there. Mainly laziness. So in that text it mentions, if it rains every single day out of 360 years, out of one year, every single day, you can count the drop, the amount of rain that comes down, you can count them by drop. But benefit of reciting mantra, you cannot count. So that much benefit, no? Then same, reading, writing, or same thing, reading, writing, you know. So then as I mentioned before, the one of our member here, Tom Kirkhoff, so Tom, did you say something about the Lord realm? What do you say?
I said that I like carving, but when it comes to painting, I jump into the lower realms because I'm just terrible at it.
That's not true. So, you know, that in Tibet, there's also part of tradition that Tibet, that there's a specific group of people that probably passed down from father to son. They carve the mantras on the rock. So people come, if somebody passes away from your family, you come to them, so you make some offerings, so then ask them, can you please do 10 pieces of money stone for my, for example, like my father who already passed away, can you do that? So people come, eventually they kind of pile up all this rock, like probably thousands of them, can you imagine? So then it becomes like mountains. So then people go around, and it becomes like stupa. Or color, so not just typically money mantra, but not just money mantra. Some people request, para mantra, the Nasamba mantra, different types of mantras, so that people carved into piles up. And people, they, go around the money mantra, so. Any holy object that you go around, or they create a lot of merit, including the piles of money mantra, they're carved by people and they're dedicated for their loved one, parents who are no longer with them. So there is feel connections. Even after they are passed away, so then they come to that piles of mountains of money stones, they go around, they feel connected, they continue to pray. It's not just one day and you cry. It's not like that. They continue to pray. Go there. So it's a beautiful tradition. So then Pam, not just carving, but his handwriting is very good. It's 1,000 times better than my handwriting. Writing on the stone is not that easy. So you handwrite. Yeah, let's see, that's pretty good, that's really good. So that's kind of indicates something from the previous life, so carving by the mantra. So then seeing the mantra, believe it or not, it kind of purifies seeing the mantra. Even the seeing the holy object with angry mind, you still get benefit. Even looking at the holy object with angry mind, you still get benefit. Power of the object, you still get benefit. So then, the sometimes it's called a tongtol means you're just liberated by seeing. You are just liberated. I'm not sure by completely liberated from samsara, but you are liberated by just seeing. So then that person probably created so much merit, so much merit day and night. So then all this positive energy kind of manifests when people see them. Immediately they feel very good, they feel just kind of like, they feel something. Because the amount of merit they created there in life, for maybe for many lifetimes from before this, for many people like seeing His Holiness is amazing. You cannot explain, it makes them so happy. To the point, probably if they die tomorrow, they have no regret like that much. So the amount of merit that His Holiness created. So that's called ku means body. Tong means see. Tol means liberate. We just liberate just by seeing. Or maybe inspire so much that you inspire so much by just being present of that person. Oh, see. Anyway, so the mantra, the mantra has so much benefit. So it's so easy to learn, so easy to say, and what could go wrong? Nothing. That's how you say, So to make your life more compassionate. So then reciting Mani Mantra, then you will receive the blessing from Chelesi. Of course, Chelesi put so much energy into that mantra. So whoever recited mantra will like develop no compassion, which will heal you and heal everybody, you know. So compassion is now 21st century, the compassion is badly needed. No matter which corner of the world you look, there's always problems. Lack of compassion. There's not enough compassion. There's more greed, anger, jealousy, greed for power, positions, wealth, creates so much problems. You know, there's not enough compassion. So that's our moral responsibility to spread the message of compassion based on the Mani Mantra. So that's our moral responsibility. So then you are contributing for the better world every single day. If you meditate on Mani Mantra, while you recite the Mani Mantra, you are contributing for the better world. So that the amount of energy or merit that you created reciting Mani Mantras, you know, so that will manifest through your body, spirit, mind. It will manifest through your body, spirit, mind. So then nobody has to worry about your presence on this planet. Nobody has to worry about your presence on this planet because you are not going to hurt anybody. Because you are practicing compassion, you know, compassion. So that practice will boost your practice of bodhicitta. No, it will remove all the obstacles that you may face to practice bodhicitta. That will take care. No, not just that, but it will also like increase the practice of your bodhicitta. It will be increased by meditating on compassion based on using the Mani Mantra as a instructions on to meditate on compassion. Okay. Compassion is very important. At the beginning, it's very important. In the middle, it's very important. Even though you are enlightened, it's still very important. Tong da parson to kecho. Tong in the beginning, par in the middle, tama in the end. You always need compassion in order to succeed. Helping other sentient beings, you need compassion. Without compassion, we cannot help others. Without compassion, you cannot help yourself. Without compassion, you cannot help yourself. That's why you need to be very, you need to approach to yourself and of course to other people with very gentle mindset. That's compassion. You cannot be critical about yourself. No, you are not going to make any success. You are not going to make any progress in mental development. You cannot make any progress in mental development if you be critical to yourself. That's what Lama Tsongkhapa said. Rangi rangla shaze tvedevchis. Rangi means to yourself, rangi rangla, you to yourself. Shasa means like compassion. Then you talk through. You can't just, you know, criticize all the time. You have to have compassion. To yourself, otherwise there will be no healing. Every healing part, the compassion is needed. When you are thinking to heal, compassion needed. When you are healing yourself, your compassion needed. When you already heal yourself, you still need compassion. Rangi Rangla Shaze Tradiji. I found that's very critical piece of teachings the Lama Tsongkhapa said. Rangi Rangla to yourself. Shasa means with compassionate approach. That's how you talk to yourself, you know. Not with a critical mind. Nothing good comes out of that, nothing good comes compassion. In order for you to heal, you need compassion. In order for you to think to heal other people, you need compassion. So mani mantra is all about compassion. It's all about compassion. But then of course there's obstacles, arrogant, jealousy, ignorance, anger, attachments, doubt, all of that become obstacles in order for you to heal. So the mani, reciting mani mantra will take care of that. You know? So easy to learn. Just, you know, visualize, ma, no need to rush. Of course, there's a couple of different ways to say the mantra. But, you know, so that's usually, is like refers to the, if you're doing some retreat. So then there's some instruction how the mantra should be said. And how fast, how slow, how loud, all of this. So here is not that important. You just say Om. So then think, then Ma, so then think, Ni. So then you can also visualize the colors based on the mani mantra color. You can visualize that same colors emitting from Genesis body, hollow light. Then nectar flows from there, same like color. It's okay. Okay. So that's how the mani mantra, you know, so easy to learn. So I think it's like great loss if you don't learn. People need to learn importance of compassion and how to develop that, how to develop compassion. It's badly needed, you know, that people like based on sense of insecurity or based on fear, based on jealousy, pride, you know, that people hurting people. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. You know, it's like, if you really sit down, take deep breath.
Breath.
Yeah, if you take your time, sit down and take deep breath, then really think deep down from your mind, oh, why? For what purpose? Based on what kind of achievement, what kind of purpose people hurt people? Of course, they know, like, at least something that you can do from your side, at least you can do something from your side to make sure that you don't hurt. Like, make sure that you are present on this planet. You are present on this planet doesn't become source of fear for other people. That's something you can do. Make sure that you are present on this planet. I'm not sure like how long, like 20 years in my case. So you can make sure that 20 years that we are present on this planet. Make sure that nobody gets hurt and nobody gets, you know, nobody has to be fear of your presence on this planet. So there's something you can do. And you can share. There's something you can share with other people. So then that's the meaning of your life. Otherwise, you know, like every day reading news, so it's kind of like, so now we do what we can do. So we recite Genesis mantra and try to increase our, you know, the compassion. So then we see we look at other people with eyes of compassion rather than eyes of judgmental, jealousy, pride, anger, attachment. We simply hope, deep down from our heart, that we can look at other people with eyes of compassion. So that's the whole point of reciting Mani Mantra, okay? To be compassionate. And your life will be better, much better. Why not? If compassion is present in your heart all the time, how come that your life will not get better? Definitely your life will be much, much better off. Much, much better off. So that does not mean that you can please every single being out there. That's not the point. Even though you get enlightened, you are not going to please every being out there. Why? It's complicated. Because we have different interests, different way of thinking, different perceptions. We see things differently. We see same object, we see differently. You may see it's very attractive and somebody sees very disgusting. Everything that, every experience that we experience is the manifestation of our mind. Nature of their mind is totally empty. You can touch, you cannot see. You cannot touch, you cannot draw. There's nothing to see. All the problems in our life is the manifestations of our mind, our perceptions, manifestations of our perceptions. So that very perception, so based on the condition that caused, you could say karma, it's kind of complicated. That's why the point is not, to please everything. That's probably not going to happen. Not going to happen because it's kind of complicated. Long as from your side, whomever you approach from your side, it's 100% sure that you are not going to harm them. That's something you can do. And there's something you can motivate every single day. There's something you can motivate. So make sure that my presence on this planet, maybe next 20 years, at least contribute something. Make sure it doesn't destroy anything, contribute something. So then of course your life will be better off. Of course, because you are practicing compassion. You are thinking of compassion. You're approaching to yourself with the compassion. You're approaching with other persons, your husband, your wife, your kids, your pets, your partner. You're approaching with compassion attitude. Of course, you could heal that person. Compassion. Typically, when you write a text, you homage to deities, Manjushri, Chelis, Shakyamuni, Buddha, Buddhas, and Bodhisattva. Chandrakirti, when he wrote, into the middle way, Abhidhamma, or the Madhyama Avatara text, intro into middle way, that text, in the very beginning of that text, Chandrakirti prays to compassion, saying that you are like as a rich soil. Without rich soil, you cannot grow anything. Refers to fully enlightenment. It's like tree. Without seed, that tree will not grow. Without seed, that tree will not grow. Without rich soil, that tree will not grow. That means this Buddha nature will not grow if there's no rich soil. Fertilizer, water is compassion. Oh, It's like feet. So then it grows to rich soil, fertilizer, all the proper conditions, water, the weather, all of that. So then when it grows, it still need to care with the compassion. When it fully grows, so then other people can enjoy whatever the fruit that my tree might provide, enjoy. So this is exactly like that. This is exactly. So you are working now. You are thinking how to develop compassion based on reciting Mani Mantra for yourself and for other beings. That tree will grow. And it will grow in the full potential. It will produce so much fruit so that you know, others can enjoy. Others can enjoy. Not like... This physical body may not see the tree, but your consciousness, primordial consciousness will experience or see that. So that's exactly what I mean. Because you are doing something to nurture the seed, and hoping the seed will grow in fullest level. So there's no compassion. In the very beginning, I pressed to compassion. So we have seeds. So that's important, okay? So Chandrakuti said very clearly, without compassion, nothing will grow. So life will not grow in its full potentials. Even though we do have, as I mentioned last Wednesday night, so need to recognize something very holy sitting in your body. Buddha nature. Don't say there's not. There is a diamond. There inside there's a diamond. Because the temporarily covered by all this dirt, can see, but need to connect with the diamond, or need to have faith. Don't ever say, "Oh, I'm not worth it. Oh, my life has no meaning. I can't do this, and I'm like bad person." It's all obstacles. The compassion is something you can practice. Don't ever say that you cannot practice. There's obstacles, and first of all, that's not correct. It's mistake. It's mistake. Then you argue with yourself why you believe that. What kind of evidence that you have that you are not worthy? What kind of evidence? You know, so that's why the debate is important, debating. Don't just believe, or your ego say you are bad. Don't just believe the debate. Why you are bad? Why? You need to have debate. Not just debate, profound debate. You need to have debate. You can just bow down to your ego. Oh, okay, yes, that you say I'm a bad person. I believe you, 100% believe you. With my blind eye, I 100% believe you that I am bad. You have to have debate. Something very holy in our life. So need to recognize that very clearly, need to recognize that. Based on that, you cannot say that I can become enlightened. You cannot say. You cannot say, I cannot become enlightened. Yeah, it's a hard idea. It's kind of hard. So once in a while you wonder like, oh, maybe liberation is possible. Yeah, makes sense why you wonder. It's not that easy. It doesn't mean it's impossible. So anyway, sorry, there's so much been said. So the reciting Mani Mantra, so is a lot of benefit because it's like meditating on compassion, which is the source of, which is the essence, one of the essence of the Buddha's teaching, compassion. Compassion, okay. So, then every day you bow down to compassion. You know, you pray to compassion, you take homage, compassion, you take refuge in compassion. So that's the good thing to do. You know, so then of course your life will be better off. Your life will be better off. You'll have more friends because you are compassionate, you're kind. Your compassion, your kind, okay? Oh yeah, so then with that, so you now recite the Mani Mantra.
So let's say the Mani Mantra 21 times.
Then please all my friends meditate, okay, meditate. Meditate.
So let's say the first three.
And please meditate means heal. From arrogant pride, heal from jealousy, heal from doubt, heal from ignorance, heal from attachment, heal from anger, and just also heal other beings too, not just yourself, okay?
So we'll say it 21 times, the first three out loud and the last one out loud. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum.
Om Mani Padme Hum.
The next one is the Earth of Prayers and Mantra for Green Tara. Tara liberates from cycle existence. Tutare liberates from all fears. Tutare liberates from all sickness. I prostrate to the Liberator Mother Tara. Okay, with seven of those. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 So now we'll see the Refuge in Bodhicitta prayer.
Sanje Chabha Soje Chomam La Chancho Mamam Danen. Bhagya Shishenje Vyasa Nanje Mbalam Vinyan Nanje Lumayo. Sanje Chabha Soje Chomam La Chancho Mamam. Bhagya Shishenje Vyasa Nanje Mbalam Vinyan Nanje Lumayo. Sanje Chabha Soje Chomam La Chancho Mamam Danen Chabhanje. Bhagya Shishenje Vyasa Nanje. Dola Benje Sanje Dumasho. So now, what time is it?
There's about 35 minutes to go, Geshe-la. Geshe-la, there was a question from a student who was responding to, you know, the quote that we had from you in the bulletin this week about working not just for this life, but for future lives. So the student's question is, how do you know there is a next life? I think maybe it is just wishful thinking, just like heaven.
Yeah, wishful thinking is good to have wishful thinking. We should have many wishful thinking. That's good. That's good news. Need to go back to very beginning of this life. Not beginning. I mean, life with this body. So we can now obviously go. We all agree. People in Asia, in the West, we all agree how this life so maybe, I'm not sure, like, that's for some medical term, so I'm not sure, like, so go back to the very beginning, how this life began. 9 months, 10 days, according to Abhidharma Kosha. I'm not sure here in the West how long we've been remains mother womb. How long?
That's about right. 9 months.
So there's a process. We don't remain like this with whole cloth. We don't remain like this in the mother's womb with the cloth and like this, sophisticated, talking, thinking, not like that. How, when we became, like, how we came to mother's womb, how? Do you have any idea how we came there? That's a big question, needs to answer how we came there. You talk about mother's egg, then father's sperm. Just forget about Buddhism, just set aside. Think of a practical level. What did you say, like, how you came there? How? You came like this? Probably not. We all agree you don't came like this. You become like this. You don't came like this in your mother womb. This all developed within the mother's womb, and there's a process how it developed. So then the consciousness, that's what they call primordial consciousness, the very first one. According to Buddhism, this whole life begins. It will begin from the between mother's egg and father's sperm. It will dissolve back to that, come out of that. So when it began like that, then now think in practical level, probably, you could say there's a subtle body, very, very subtle body, very energy that rides on primordial consciousness is riding on. You could say there's a subtle body, you know, it's a very subtle one. Where did that come from? Then the primary consciousness is riding on that energy, where did that come from? Now you explain there. So you go back there, to the practical level, you go back there, how this life began. This basic body used to be part of mother's egg and father's sperm. Not all of it, part of it, become dead. In the very end, that's very thick. Sick from sperm, even though there's only one part that become. Now you can see eggs, and then you can imagine that your body. Yeah, that was your body. Do you see any clue that your body is there? No, there's no clue. You cannot deny, oh, this is not my body. You can't deny it because there's no clothes. So that is your body. That's how it's been developed. That we all, Buddhist science, modern science, we all agree that's how life begins. So now that very, then now the question is like, are you that sperm or egg or what? How you explain? Now talk about that. Now have debate. Are you egg, mother's egg? Or combination of mother's egg and father's sperm? That's you? Everything has to come from somewhere. Everything has to come from somewhere. You cannot deny that. Everything has to come from somewhere. So now where you come from? So that's the logic in Buddhism. That's the logic. The question arises that needs to answer. Somehow it needs to answer. So that very primordial consciousness has a cause because it is consciousness. That's the logic they use. Dharma Kiti, epistemology text. In that text, there's many logic. So there's very much debated in the monastery. They're called epistemology. It all talks about there's a lot of like different types of logic. One of them is like the child that's just born, that consciousness, primarily consciousness, it has caused by another consciousness because it is consciousness. That's the logic they use. So now what kind of logic that other side has, oh, there's no life before this, there's no life after that. What kind of logic do you have to back that idea? Or maybe back that wishful thinking? You could say, like, I'm not sure what kind of, like, valid logic, what kind of logic you have, or that's just wishful thinking. That's not really, it's like, heaven is also not, you know, the way we describe heaven, and a lot of people have no clue. And they just make it like more like there's cause. There's how you go to heaven, there's cause. You don't just go there with just wish or desire. Everybody has desire. That's not how you go there. You will be born there with some cause and condition, some cause. That needs to be caused. Yeah, there are different levels of, you know, heaven. That's not what Buddhist practitioners want to go. They want to liberate. They don't want to go there. That's not their wish to go to heaven. It's not their wish. Their wish is for enlightenment and liberations, not some temporary heaven to go there, you know. So it's not their wish. Yeah, so then wishful thinking, so what kind of logic that has, that will back up that kind of as a concept or idea? And so they need to debate. It's not like right or wrong, that we are smart, we have this marvelous brain, we need to debate. No, you need to welcome any kind of like idea, you need to welcome. You can say, we don't talk because you are against Buddha's teaching. No, we are not going to talk. No, that's not right things. We invite all kind of ideas, then basically you debate, and see the debate will figure out whether there's life before this or life after that, the debate, so the question, Q&A. That's how you do Q&A. The Buddha gives us full freedom to analyze. We don't accept because Buddha says so. No, no, you analyze. It doesn't make sense. What do you do? Don't just deny. Have an open mind, debate. Have an open mind, debate. Don't just deny. Oh, that's not, that's against Buddha's teaching. We don't talk. That's not good. You have to have an open mind and you have to debate. When you talk Q&A, you ask question, answer, then you, that's what's called debate. You debate. So then maybe you will learn, I will learn something. Maybe you may have something to say, oh, this is just wishful thinking, or there's no life after death. So I may have something to say based on what I learned. Maybe based on what you learn, then we debate. So if somebody says, oh, snow mountain is blue, you can say that person is crazy, even though it sounds like crazy. You need to debate, you need to prove how the snow mountain is blue. You have to prove. Because I see blue when I wear the some form of sunglass. Probably you are seeing through glass. Maybe it's not blue. It's like see blue because of the eyeglass. So probably need to take that eyeglass out and look at it again. The debate, you know, open mind and debate, that's the best way to learn. Open mind and debate. Oh, no. People can have their opinions too. There's nothing wrong. So what I just said is like from the Buddhist point of view, first moment of consciousness between mother's egg and father's sperm, there is consciousness called primordial,
primordial.
That will take probably eons for me to learn this word, primordial consciousness. The very first consciousness, it is caused by some other consciousness because it is consciousness. Very flower that you see in your garden caused by some other seed. That very seed is caused by another seed because it is seed. Anything that is seed, it has caused by some other seed. Therefore, the seed has no beginning. But it will end if you burn. Everything you produce now is finished because you already burn. So consciousness has no beginning. But there's end. There's end when you liberate it. So then, you know, there's no. So anyway, open mind debate is very good, Q&A. So that's the logic I just shared with you. So you need to think, that's how me as a Buddhist, that's how I think based on that logic. So everything has to come from something. Otherwise, then there's no order. Like then maybe tree in your backyard, tree can become maybe someday human. Why not? A vegetable that you use now maybe someday become your pet. Why not? No reason. Or you may become the vegetable that you use. You may someday become somebody else's pebble. So there's no need to debate, okay? Any other? So thank you very much for bringing this up. You know, it's not... So now when the scientists say, I said, what they call like... now they talk about multiple universe, aren't they searching life on red planet now at the moment?
Mars.
Yeah, Mars. They're looking for clue of their life.
That's right.
I don't know, 250 years ago, do we believe that we can go there? Do we even have any clue that Mars exists? Because we are educated, we learn. we learn, we human learn everything. We learn now, not just there. So there's people, they're sending something there and looking. Yeah, so I don't blame you. Sometimes I also wonder, you know, like, so the distance between here to Mars, how many miles? They're talking, I'm not sure, like millions and millions of miles. It's like probably, it's up or it's like this, it's like this or it's like up. I'm not sure they are going like this or they are going like up. The Mars is up there or they're going there.
I don't know, Geshe-la.
Yeah, if you don't know, I have no clue at all. So I just heard the news. So test like 7 months was like many millions of miles. I was wondering, like, yeah, that's what I was wondering, is going up straight up millions of miles, or is it going up like that? So hard to say. So then, you know, sometimes I also do wonder what happened to this 6 celestial realms within the desire realms, according to test, is above ground, somewhere in space. So, then when you think about the monomer, you know, so there is like, there's a lot of, all the measurement has been mentioned in Abhidharma Kosha. But then, you know, like, how come, like, if they went like millions of miles all the way upstate, so maybe I should see something. or maybe if they went like this, they're not sure. Like, I was also wondering too. So, yeah, different realm do exist. Celestial realm do exist. I'm not asking anybody here to believe. So in my point of view, they do exist. You cannot deny them because you don't see them. Yeah, so in the West, you know, so, how many people went to search for Shambhala? Many people went expedition here, there. Some of them ended in like Pakistan, somewhere in Pakistan, somewhere they ended in somewhere, they never found one. That means like, anyway, I think different realms do exist. Yeah, manifestation of your mind change when that mind improve, when that mind develop, that perception, sentient perception develop. Right now, when you practice, you are trying to visualize, to see the realms. You go word by word, and the Tushita realm has been explained in the text. You read them, then you go step by step, then you try to visualize. You are like hearing the sound of the flower, the pond, the lake, or the trees, the bird. And it's not just the sound of bird, it's like some kind of teachings, and you are the lens is filled with the fragrance, then you almost like smells. In the beginning, there's no clue. Maybe you reach to the point, you almost hear the sound, and you understand the meaning, and you probably smell the fragrance, because your perception changed, because your mind's been developed so much that you that based on that development, you see things. Not hallucinated, you know hallucinated. And you see things. And maybe that's how you enter into different realms, you know. Realms through mental process, not like buying an airplane ticket and get visa to go somewhere. It's not like that. So if you do that, maybe then you would end up in somewhere in Pakistan or maybe somewhere in like Himalayan mountains. You know? What?
I guess another student has a question.
Oh.
The question is, are you supposed to strive for enlightenment just for your own benefit, or is the focus more on the benefit of all? And once you reach enlightenment, how are you still of benefit to the world?
Now look at His Holiness Dalai Lama, how he's benefiting the world. Look at Mahatma Gandhi, how much he benefits to the world. That's exactly how you're going to benefit. You manifest in different realm, in different form, and you lead them, guide them, group of people. You know, so like particularly His Holiness Dalai Lama, you know, particularly leading the Tibetan people into non-violent approach. Even there are so many tragic that happened back in Tibet 50 years ago. Tibetan people never took like a non-violent approach to their struggles because His Holiness Dalai Lama was leading them. That's how you benefit. You talk about the basic human natures. You know, whenever His Holiness came to the West many times, he encouraged people to be optimistic, be kind, be kind to each other, you know, the spreading of the methods of loving kindness, compassion, and many people benefited, including myself, many people benefited and inspired by His Holiness presence. That's exactly when you get enlightened, you manifest it in different realms, so then you benefit, you know, through teachings, you know, to be example, becoming role model of peace. Oh, there's things like this. That's how it benefits. It's not like you are going to disappear, you know. So you have more power. You can simultaneously manifest in 100 different places. Simultaneously, you can manifest. Benefit. So, okay? So that's how it benefits. And of course, so enlightenment, hoping for enlightenment. Without bodhicitta, you can achieve enlightenment. When you practice in bodhicitta, it's for all living beings. It's not just for yourself. What is bodhicitta? It's all about. The bodhicitta is all for the other beings. And of course, then you are the one who is doing, you get a lot of benefit. Okay? Yeah. Simultaneously, you can manifest simultaneously. Yeah, no, I'm just saying 100, but numbers much, much larger than that. You can manifest simultaneously. You can manifest as a dog or cat. Doesn't have to be always human being. We can manifest as animals, you know, to benefit other animals. You know, your whole goal is just to benefit. So whatever is most needed, so based on that circumstance, then you manifest. Because you are not going to come back out of force of karma and delusions. You don't have delusions. That's why you don't come back as a force of delusion, karma. You come back with aspirations, wish, you know, out of bodhicitta, not out of bodhicitta, but no, once you enlighten, out of power, you come back, you manifest. Okay? What else? What time is it now? What time is it?
Oh, it's about 10 minutes. And no further questions.
So, every day, all my friends, you come here Sunday. As I said, I myself try all my best, create some merit, and dedicate that each and every person, every corner of the world, whoever there might be going through physical difficulty, mental difficulty, I very much wish them to be healed. And I dedicated my merit. So then you do the same thing, money matter, you know, so easy to learn. So that doesn't mean, you know, like, I'm not like suggesting you to just recite money matter, you know. If you want to do more practice, very good, you know. I don't want you to end up doing nothing because, you know, this is too complicated, that's too complicated. At least do something every day. And you will benefit. You will be benefited if you do something every day. You will be benefited, you know. So money matter is so easy to learn. You can meditate on that, you know. So don't ever say, oh, I don't have time. It only don't say that you don't have 5 minutes or 10 minutes. So that's almost impossible. What do you do if you don't find a 10 minute time to sit down and do something? When you are going to find time, when? Or maybe when I become human again, maybe that's wishful thinking. Maybe that could be wishful thinking. You already have human life. Why are you thinking, why are you waiting for another human life to do, to recite money mantra? There's no. You know, so like, what other important things that we are doing? Just ask yourself that benefit this life, makes you this life happier, and it also benefits next life. What? You know? Yeah, so to do the balance, you know, to enjoy, at the same time, take care of your mind, a little bit, take care of your mind, every day, a little bit. Don't just always just like, don't let your mind distract all the time. Probably that's not really good, you know. Maybe balance. 75, 25, not like that. Maybe at least 50, maybe not like, maybe 75, then maybe 25, something every day. Otherwise, this mind is not going to change. It's not going to change. No, if you don't put some effort, this is not going to change. Never been changed. There's no beginning. It's not going to change. This is the best opportunity you have. Best opportunity you have to change something, to change. At least something every day. If not hours and hours, at least something every day. And end of the day, that makes you feel good. Feel like that you accomplished something, not by looking at or eating something, wearing something, going here, going there. Just in the mind, you feel like you accomplished something. So then, you know, there's a balance, you know. This is also needed. Otherwise, we have no clue. How long you are going to be here on this planet, we have no clue. I have no clue. You may have some clue. I have zero clue. No, this could be my last day. And how I should spend, no, so no clue. Oh. This is only a matter of time. It's only a matter of time. This is mortal. This is not immortal, this is mortal. It's going to end some point, it's going to end. When? No clue. Young people, you see, after a few years they die. It's not based on age, generally speaking. Yeah. Romanian to machine death needs to be think here, needs to be think. So that based on that, at least every day, something, every day, something, every day. I'm not trying to make you depressed, but I'm just, this thinking will help. Those thinking will shape your life. If you think that you are going to be here, we are going to be here forever, they are like deceiving. That thought is deceiving. There's no valid base. So then living day by day, oh, that's good things. You know, living day by day, that's good things. Not worry about too much worry about the future, not stuck with the past, not living day by day, you know. So you do, no, yesterday didn't went very well. Oh, that's not the end of the world. you can do something better today. If the today didn't go well, you can still hope if you are alive tomorrow morning when you wake, so you can still do something good for yourself, okay? Every day something. So then the money mantra is the start, money mantra, okay? So then please, all of you do the same thing, pray, you know, pray for a better world, more compassion in the world, as people in the news you hear all kind of problems, especially nowadays in India, so much problems, you know, that practically there's nothing really good to do, but you know, just pray, just pray. So then at least you are dedicating some of your merit for that cause, okay? Oh yeah, so with that, so then probably we'll end the class here, so then maybe see you next Sunday. No guarantee, but say, see you next time. Oh, okay. So now dedication comes now.
May all beings everywhere, saved by sufferings of body and mind, ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may these never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Now the long night prayers, first for His Holiness, the Dalai Lama. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All-powerful Tenrezig, Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. Now the one for Tenzin Rinpoche, Sarah J. Jitsun, Los Angeles. The one who masters speech at a very young age. The one with great patience who received the name Alatare. The one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void. Lama, ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. And then one for Lama Tsongkhapa Rinpoche. You who uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjana's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplish magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. And of course, seven green tar mantras, the Gisha and Gisha samples. Long, healthy, happy lives. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much. Thank you. And Namaste. Have a nice journey. Samula, have a nice journey. So all of you, have a nice weekend. And see you next Sunday.
Thank you, Geshe-la.
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 Okay, thank you.